Today, you are going to get a front row seat as Rugby World Cup champion, two-time Tri-Nations winner, as well as British and Irish Lions conqueror, and not forgetting, Springbok legend and captain, Victor Matfield joins me. Victor, welcome to Front Row Rugby.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to the chat.
So just before we kick off, this is all part of the SuperSport Bok Dream Team initiative. You can help select the ultimate Springbok team over the last three decades. And this is in celebration of the 30-year anniversary of us winning the 1995 Rugby World Cup. You'll find a link in the description area below. From there, you will be able to select your best Boks. There are great prizes up for grabs, courtesy of SuperSport. Your World of Champions is also celebrating 30 years this year, bringing you some of the most cherished rugby moments along the way. Vote now and remember to tune in for all the rugby action. Okay, Victor, so you and I are going to choose our favorite Springbok pack of all time, or at least from the last 30 years. We'll start right at the beginning in the number one jersey. I personally would think you go either Osterrand, Tendai the Beast and Tawarira, or Oxen Chair. I'd be interested to hear what your take is.
Yeah, it's all these choices are so difficult, and it's always so tough to compare different areas with each other. I think if you look at a guy like Ox, what he's done at the previous World Cup, probably winning us those two test matches. Yes, Andre kicked the kick, but he got us the penalty at scrum time. It's just unbelievable. And then a guy like the Beast, what an amazing player. I mean, his physicality, his scrum power, and then, I mean, his mobility around the park was just unbelievable. I remember I had to make a tackle on him, Bulls versus Sharks, when he were breaking through. And it's not very easy because he's quick and he's strong. And then the last guy, Osterrand, what a legend. I mean, first guy to win two World Cups. What he meant for us as a team as well was just unbelievable. So, yeah, it's a difficult choice, but at this stage I'll go with Os. I just think what he's done, retired, came back, and the impact that he had in that 2007 team was huge. So, I'll go with Os in that number one jersey.
All right, I know people are going to expect me to pick a team as well. So I kind of feel the same way that you do. I think that in terms of skill levels and let's just say flair, I think Osterrand had a little bit more going for him than the Beast and Ox. I think the Beast, I always think of that 2019 Rugby World Cup final and the way that he scrummed Dan Cole into the ground mercilessly after about 3 minutes. I just loved that moment. But I think I'm going to go with Oxen Chair just because I think that his actual scrumming power is just of such a nature that I think it gets the crowd going and all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to go with Ox. So we've got a little bit of a difference there. But as you say, like you could easily pick any of those three and it's difficult to argue for or against, you know. Let's move on to the hooker position then, because there are some serious contenders. I have no doubt that the captain that you played under for most of your career, John Smith, would be around there. Bismarck Duplessis, what a great player he was. James Dalton, if we go back to the 90s. What's your take on the hooker position?
Yeah, on the hooker position, there's also three guys that stand out for me. I think you mentioned it, between Bismarck, John and Malcolm Marks at the moment. And don't throw away a guy like Bongi, that also has done fantastic things. It's not easy. I always feel like the guys that I played with, I'll probably favour them because I played so many test matches with them. I think Malcolm Marks, what a player. He's an unbelievable rugby player. Probably one of the best hookers the world has ever seen. I think Bismarck as well. I mean, Bismarck changed the way how hookers play. All of a sudden, the hooker became the fourth loose forward. He was fantastic over the loose ball. So strong in carries. As well. And then John Smith. I said to a lot of people, probably the guy I look up to the most in my career. I've learned so much from John. There was no one that could have thrown a ball like John Smith. I mean, at the back of the lineout, I had three different options. I just had to shame one eye and the ball was there the next second. And I could just take it. So it's very difficult for me in this position. Which one will I go with? I think in this position, I'm not going to pick between my two teammates, between John and Bismarck. If I had to pick a captain as well, then I would have picked John, because I think John is the best captain I've ever played with. I know Sia has done a lot, but I haven't played under him. But I'm going to go with Malcolm Marx in the number two position.
All right, I'm going to agree with you on that one, Victor. I think Malcolm Marx is just amazing, great player. Like you say, has done a lot to change the way that the number two position actually plays. I must say, special mention from me, because I think that often, like in your case, you have a sort of a bias almost towards the guys that you played with. But I think a lot of people will also have a bias towards the guys that they grew up with. You always have that sort of hero worship thing. And for me, James Dalton falls into that category. I loved Bullitt, but I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with Malcolm Marx as my hooker as well. Okay, let's move on then to the tight end position. This is quite an interesting one because I think there's a lot of contenders. I've got guys here like Frans Malherbe, Yanni du Plessis. You can go back to the 95 World Cup and think of Barley Swart. Kobus Vasaki is a guy that really stands out for me as well. I think you might have actually played with Kobus, if I'm not mistaken, at the beginning of your Springbok career. But I'd be interested to hear your take on the tight end position.
Yeah, I roomed with Kobus for my first test. I can remember I was pretty sick. I had bronchitis, and I said, I'm not going to tell anyone because I'm not pulling out of the game. And I felt for Kobus because he had to stay up the whole night. I was sitting in the bathroom at some stage trying to stop coughing so that I don't wake him up. But yeah, he was a fantastic tight end. But for me, and again, probably because I played with most of them, I think there's three. Firstly, CJ van der Linde, played in the World Cup 2007 final. Fantastic scrummager, also very mobile around the park. Very good player. Then Yanni du Plessis, someone that really worked hard and a fantastic scrummager. Also very good when it came to the line-out mauls. Getting stuck in there, understood the lineouts with defensive lineouts as well. So it's always nice to have him there on contesting. But for me, I think he's just way above everyone as Frans Malherbe. I mean, two World Cup wins, how they dominated the scrum for the last 5, 6 years, just unbelievable. And I mean, he was the anchor in that pack. So if it wasn't for him, Ox couldn't have dominated as well. So I think Frans Malherbe for me, probably one of the best tight ends to ever play the game.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Frans Malherbe. As you say, I think his strength in the scrum is just incredible. And the two Rugby World Cup titles speak for themselves. Let's move on now to the second row. I know this is your area of speciality, but we'll start with the number four jersey. I think I already know who you're going to pick, but let's see if that is indeed the case. When I think of the number four jersey, I think of men like Kobus Visser, Bucky's Botha, Eoben Etzebeth. What's your take?
Yeah, there's some fantastic players. I mean, if you think back about that 95 World Cup, how Kobus Visser stood up to Jono Loma with that haka in his face. Then another guy is actually Mark Andrews. And although he wore the number five jersey, a lot of the time he jumped in the front of the lineup as well. He was enforcer there. And then the two guys you have to pick between, said Bucky's Botha or Eoben Etzebeth. And I've said it a lot. I think Eben is the best Springbok that ever played. He's unbelievable. But if you look at a rugby player, what Bucky's has achieved, I mean, three Currie Cups, three Super Rugbys, three Heineken Cup victories. And so, yeah, it's very difficult. But for this team, I'm going to go with Bucky's Botha. I played with him for years, and I mean, just the impact that he had in games, how he dominated guys with his physicality in games. People were scared of him. So I'm going to go with Bucky's in the number four jersey.
I actually thought that you might, and obviously he was one of the great Springbok locks and a famous teammate of yours as well, winning all of those trophies. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Victor. I don't know if you know this, but I grew up in Cape Town. I'm a Stormers supporter, actually. So that's going to give Eoben the edge here for me in this case. So I'm going to go with
Are you just going to
Eoben.
pick the whole 2023 World Cup team?
Well, let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes as we
You'll be
move on
tested in
to.
the next one. You're going to be tested now.
I'm going to be very, very much tested, right? So number five, because now I kind of feel like I don't really have a choice. There's only one man that I can pick for the number five jersey. But it might be a little bit of a difficult one for you because now you have to pick yourself, but you have to pit yourself against other names. And you mentioned Mark Andrews there, who obviously wore the number five on most occasions. But there were some other guys as well over the years. Hannes Strydom obviously helping us win the World Cup. Selborne Boom maybe is not a guy that you would necessarily think of. Albert van den Berg, a mobile number five. I'd be keen to see how you compare yourself to those others and whether or not you pick yourself. And obviously, sorry, another guy, Luit de Jager, obviously, eh?
Yeah, so first thing is, I think Mark Andrews is someone I looked up to, and I mean, just his presence in a team was unbelievable when he played. I remember playing my first few games against him. I was pretty scared because he was a mean machine. Then for me, I mean, Luit de Jager is just an outstanding player, and I've said it. I think he's the best five lock in the world. It's really a pity that he got injured so often. I think he missed out on quite a few. If he weren't injured as much, I think he would have been rated much higher than he is. But in my eyes, the best five in the world. And then the other guy's Franco Mostert. I mean, every time he stood in for Luit, he's just unbelievable. And every time at the World Cup, when he comes on, the energy that he brings, the mobility that he brings, it's just unbelievable. So if I had to pick someone except myself, it would have been Luit de Jager. But because Bakkies is there, I'm going to put myself next to him. You can't split the combo.
You can't split the combo. But I'll tell you what, Victor, if you forgive me, I'm going to split the combo because remember, I picked Eben as my four, and I'm going to make you my number five. So I've got you in my side there.
Played a few games together, so that's all right.
All right, there we go. Right. So it's not exactly splitting the combo then, right? Okay, so that completes the tight five. Let's move into the back row now. And for me personally, I think this is actually the most difficult place to pick a Springbok all-time team because I just think that you know, as much as we as a country, we just produce great rugby players all the time, I almost feel like there's never been a time in Springbok rugby where we've had a weak, loose trio. It's almost as if it's always strong. Six, seven, eight, they're just always fantastic players. And you think of Francois Pienaar, Ruben Kruger. And then you had Rassie Erasmus, we had Andre Venter, Schalk Burger comes along, Juwan Smith, you know, at the moment, obviously with Sia, Peter Steph, there was Dwayne Vermeulen, these incredible players. But let's start with the number six jersey, because it might get controversial here. Obviously, Siya Kolisi, captain fantastic with all those trophies. Schalk Burger was one of the great players. I mentioned Francois Pienaar, obviously the famous Springbok captain, lifting the Webb Ellis Cup for the first time. I'd be very keen to hear how you see the number six jersey.
Yeah, these next three choices are going to be very difficult. I mean, you need to look at Sia. I mean, two World Cup wins as a captain. What he's done for the country, I don't think there's. We thought Francois Pienaar was very influential when he won 95, but I think Sia just doubled that. I mean, the amount of people that he brought to rugby, how he unifies the country is unbelievable. But if I need to look at out and out just playing and not the captaincy, in the sixth jersey, there's only two names coming up for me. So the first one is Heinrich Brusseau. You haven't mentioned him, but I mean, again, Heinrich Brusseau, probably the only player that outplayed Richie McCaw every time he played against him at international level. He was just unbelievable at that 2008, 2009, 2010 seasons. What he did and how he just dominated the breakdown was unbelievable. But yeah, again, I need to go for consistency, someone that had an impact for a long time. I mean, he was 21 years old, 20 years old at Landlocks, just flying into everything, never stop, never die attitude. So at six, I'm going to go with Schalk Burger. I knew he moved to eights a bit later in his career, but yeah, the impact he had as a six flanker was unbelievable. And yeah, going with Skalkie.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that one as well, Victor. And listen, don't get me wrong, I love you, but Skalk is actually my favorite all-time Springbok. So, you know, I'm going to have to go with him there. And like you say, Siya obviously has had an incredible impact, you know, with the captaincy, all the World Cups, the inspiration. But like you say, if it's just purely on what he does on the field as a player. And also, by the way, if I select Skalk as my six, then I can actually make you the captain of my team.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking, can I still go back? Can I still go back to positions? I think I'm going to change my number two Because I didn't pick C, I'm going to pick John at two. So I think we need to go back to the number two position and put John Smith there as my hooker.
All right, we'll change that. So John Smith's going to be your captain and you're going to be my captain.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on then to the number seven jersey. Again, we mentioned some of those great names. I've got a funny feeling I know who you might go with, but let's see how it goes. Number seven, Victor.
Yeah, seven also. I mean, starting off, I mean, playing my first test alongside Andre Venter. What a man. Also remember when I arrived at the Cats, he was one of the senior guys, and we always stayed in camp because it was the Griquas, the Cheetahs, and the Lions together. So we were in Joburg. So I was the unlucky one that went in the hotel with him. And in the mornings before fitness sessions, he wanted to do another fitness, and I had to go run with him. So that wasn't a lot of fun. But what a hard rugby player. I mean, the combination of him and Rassie Erasmus together was just unbelievable. Then Juan Smith, Schalkburger, you mentioned not breaking up combos. I mean, Juan Smith was probably the biggest unsung hero of the 2017. I mean, what he brought to the table actually till 2011. Just his physicality, just keep on working. I mean, at line-out time, the combination of Bakkies, myself, him and Piers Spies, getting in the air, making it difficult for other teams was unbelievable. But I think the one guy you have to go with, two World Cups, IRB Player of the Year twice, Pieter Steyn du Toit. I think he just lifted that number seven role to another level. And I mean, he's just an outstanding player. Played with me in that 2015 World Cup, and there were times where I was laughing when he hit guys with the tackles. So, yeah, I would have loved to go with John, but I think Pieter Steyn just deserves to be in that position.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one too. I'm also going with Pieter Steyn. As you say, it's everything, isn't it? And the achievements, the accolades speak for themselves. And I've wondered if that man actually has two hearts. All right, Victor, let's move on then to the number eight jersey. And this could be a very interesting one because obviously at the moment, Jasper Visser is the man that's incumbent. And maybe people wouldn't necessarily speak about him, but that performance a couple of weeks ago against the All Blacks, I think that was enough to make sure that he's part of this conversation. And then obviously there was Dwayne Vermeulen, who was outstanding. And I think of some of the other guys, maybe guys who had a bit more flair, like Bobby Skinstad. You would have played with him, obviously. Gary Teichman is another really good example. I mean, I would even go back to like when I was a boy. And I know you're not that much older than me, so maybe when I was a boy, you were in high school. Tion Strauss is a guy that comes to mind. But I'd be keen to see how you go with the number eight jersey.
Yeah, the eight jersey is also very difficult. I mean, I think if you talk after the next World Cup, a guy like Jasper Visser might be really there because I think the influence he's got in this team at the moment, that physicality that he brings, that just front up, don't give a step back, is unbelievable. But yeah, the three guys that stand out for me is firstly Gary Teichman. I mean, Captain Courageous. I've never played with him, so it's very difficult. But if you talk to people that played with him, just the influence that he had in teams, I mean, with Nick Mallett, the captain of that run of 17 wins in a row, what a player and what a man off the field as well, just as successful after rugby as well. Then the two guys that I need to pick between, PSP's Dwayne Vermeulen. So actually, picked the other day and I picked Dwayne, and then I had a look. They showed again our games in 2009 against the All Blacks and the Wallabies, and just remembering again what PSP did. I mean, there was no one as athletic as PSP ever. If you think back to that Bulls win against the Chiefs in the final, him just killing them, running through them from everywhere. So he was a special athlete, and it's very hard for me not to pick him. But I'm going to go again with Dwayne Vermeulen, and I think what he's brought to that Springbok team. I mean, his physicality. I mean, he's got skill set as well. If you think about that pass against Wales in 2015 to Fereida Priya when Fereida went and scored. Yeah, Dwayne is just a team man as well. He's always in the middle of everything. He will always give everything that he's got for his team. And yeah, Unfortunately, I can't leave out Dwayne. It's very hard for me. This is probably my toughest choice between him and PSP. It's they almost 50-50, but I think also Pierre missed out on the 2007 World Cup, and Dwayne has won two. So yeah, going with Dwayne.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dwayne as well. I think just the complete eighth man, and especially for what South Africa requires from an eighth man, I just think that he ticks every single box and he just did everything so well. I will say though, with you having sort of Pierre Spies as your almost guy as the main comparison, I'd probably have Bobby Skinstad as my guy as the main comparison. But then I
I
think
see you're a
Bobby, the
Cape
thing
Town
with
boy, eh?
But I think the other thing, just about Bobby, is that he probably didn't have, in terms of test caps, he didn't really have a very long Springbok career. You know, he had that moment where he began, burst onto the scene, became the captain, and then he went away for quite a long time, and then he made that little comeback towards the end. So I think that probably counts against him. So I'll go with Dwayne Vermeulen as my eighth man. All right, Victor, let's recap then quickly and see how our teams compare, right? So at Lucid, you went with Oosterunt, and I went with Oxenchair. At Hooker, you went with John Smith, and he's going to be your captain. I've got Malcolm Marx. We both went with Frans Malherbe as our tight end. In the number four jersey, I've got Eoban Etzebeth. You've gone with Bucky Zbuerta, your partner in crime. And then in the number five jersey, we're going to have, we both got you, and I've made you my captain as well, right? So just to confirm that. Then at number six, we've both gone with Schalk Burger. And at number seven, we've both gone with Pieter Steph du Toit and then Dwayne Vermeulen. Again, it's a mutual decision in the number eight jersey. So I've got one, Victor, because we've got a few more minutes. So here's for fun, right? I know that this isn't actually part of the SuperSport Bock Dream Team, but because the decisions were so difficult to make, we can actually pick a bomb squad here, can't we?
Oh yes, now you're talking.
Right. So shall we go 6-2?
I think we go 6-2 for sure.
Okay, so that means we need a fresh front row. So, given that you've gone with Oosterunt, John Smith, and Frans Malherbe, I'm going to ask you to pick a fresh front row to come off the bench.
Oh, and I think now it's going to be very nice because I think I'll go with Ox, Malcolm. And then coming off the bench, someone that can have an impact. Ah, this is difficult for me at tight head. I'll go with Yanni du Plessis.
All right, sounds good to me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go with Oosterunt as my loose head. So in that sense, you and I've got the same idea. I had Malcolm Marx initially as my number two. I'm actually going to go with James Dalton to come off my bench as my bomb squad hooker. And then I'm going to go with Kobus Vasagi as my tight end. Okay, then what we can do is we're going to have three additional forwards or either tight five or loose trio. Up to you how you want to play it. I'm going to throw the ball into your court.
Okay, like any good lock, I'm going to go with two locks on the bench. And I'm going with Eben and Luit, both. They could have been in the starting lineup as well. So I'll go with the two of them. And then at loose forward, impact off the bench, I'm going with PSP.
All right, very, very nice. So I clearly haven't thought about this enough before this, so I'm coming a little bit off the top of my head, but I'm thinking I might put Andre Venter on my bench as a bomb squad guy because Pieter Steph can always move into the second row, or Venter can come on and play in the second row. I'm going to put Seer on my bench so he can come on and make an impact, and then I'd be very interested to hear if you agree with this, but I think perhaps the ultimate impact player might actually be Bobby Skinstad.
I mean, he was the first impact player that was a specialist at that. I think him and Oli Le Roux were just outstanding coming off the bench, and they always had big impacts. So that's not a bad option. I just think a guy like PSP's never played off the bench because he always started. So I think these days, with a bench having such an impact, I think he could have been fantastic. And he could be that guy that goes to the wing as well. So could have helped.
Exactly. And that's exactly the kind of thing that Rassie and his coaching staff would love. But I think the beauty of this, Victor, is that we could be at a braai discussing this, and I've got my team, you've got your team. Maybe there's a third or a fourth guy at the braai, and their team is different to our team, or maybe it's the same. And that's just the beauty of these discussions. And like you said at the beginning, it's so difficult to compare eras. But also, when you bear in mind that in this country of ours, we just keep producing so many magnificent rugby players.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. I mean, the talent that we've got, and it's really, it's like I said, it's so difficult to compare different eras. I mean, if you even go back to guys like Dani Gerber, Naas Botha, I mean, those guys are legends. I mean, we take this team and we don't mention a Jaapie Mulder, number 13. Or, I mean, these guys that played in the 95 World Cup, Trainer Otto. I mean, fantastic rugby players, but it just goes time to time. So it's all about who you grew up with, who you played with. For me, especially because I know those guys better. But I think the talent that we've got in South Africa is just unbelievable. And I mean, we've been blessed to win four World Cups, and let's hope there's a fifth one around the corner.
I'm loving the way you're talking. Victor, just quickly, you mentioned Dani Gerber there. He was actually my boyhood hero. So when I was growing up and I first started watching rugby, Dani was my first favorite rugby player. Since I've got you here, who was your first favorite?
So I was a Blue Bull growing up. So there was two guys that stood out for me. Firstly, Naas Botha, and that's probably why I was so much in the back line, because I, as a kid, I always played. I was Naas Botha. I could kick left and right, the same as 11 or 10 year old. So Naas was my ultimate hero. I was also a big Jannie Breed fan. I played 8th man at school as well. So yeah, and then I tell people, actually, the guys I played with, I mean, a guy like John Smith, I look up to him so much, and he was, I've learned so much from him. So it's a lot of the time those guys, I mean, if Frieda Pree had a big impact on my career as well. So yeah, some of the guys I played with was also some of my heroes.
Sounds good to me. Victor, it was lovely having you on Front Row Rugby today. An absolute pleasure, and we had a lot of fun. And I hope that we can have you on the show again in the future.
Thank you. It's lots of fun. Enjoy.
So, who would make your team? No doubt there are players that Victor and I didn't even mention in this conversation, and you might say, hey, you know what? That guy should be in my team. Well, head on over to the link in the description area below, and you can select your very own Springbok Dream Team as part of the SuperSport promotion. Now, while you're doing all of that, may I encourage you to also head on over to my Patreon page. There are great benefits available for my patrons. For example, you could get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online merchandise store. You could win yourself Springbok tickets or jerseys or other merchandise. You could also stand a chance to win the brand new James Small biography that's coming out soon, as well as the brand new Eben Etzebeth biography that is coming out in the next couple of weeks. In addition to that, you might be able to get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player, and you might even be able to have quarterly Zoom calls with me where we discuss Springbok matches, tactics, former players, the history, the present, the future, whatever it is that your heart desires. In order to do that, there's also a link in the description area below where you can click on that, head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. It starts from as little as $5 per month. The reason that I'm looking for your support in this manner is because I would love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under with daily coverage. But in order to make that happen, I'm going to need your support. And if you used to work at Eskom and they gave you a lekker bonus when you left, then you know what? You might want to sign up for the $100 per month option. And I'll see you next time.